So I was joking with one of the families up here with one of the infants, and I was joking with them about, you know, how many hours of sleep are you getting at night? And with toothpicks in their eyes, they said, not a lot. And as I was walking down here this morning, I was thinking, you know, children, they don't come with an instruction manual, and oh, would it be nice. But as I was walking down here, I was thinking, you know, it's a real challenge when you have infants and you're trying to get sleep and function and adjust to having a new voice in your family. But I thought as I came down here, they have no idea what there's in store for them when their kids turn into teenagers, do they? So we'll dedicate them this morning, and then we'll do prayer meetings for them when their kids become teenagers, won't we? I don't know how well you all know these families that are up here this morning, but when you want to think about what kind of future is in store for our town, our church, and the world, if we could replicate what we have up here, we'd be in good shape, wouldn't we? I mean, these are outstanding families, if you know them. And it's nice doing child dedications like this when I can wholeheartedly say, you know, that we've got an outstanding, well-equipped group of parents that stand before you. Beautiful bunch of kids up here, and children are a gift from God. And child dedications, you know, as much as we talk like it's about the children, really, child dedications is about the parents and about you guys committing yourselves and committing your children to God. And it's about committing yourselves to doing everything in your power to help your children understand what it means to love Jesus and follow him with your life. Because make no mistake about it. Your kids are going to learn more about God and what it means to follow him from you than from anybody else. And it's a tremendous privilege, but it's also a tremendous responsibility. And it's interesting because at the very beginning of the book of Deuteronomy, when Moses was about to recite the law, which I'm going to recite the whole thing, so we're going to be here for a little while this morning. Moses said this, directed at parents, and I want to read just these couple of verses to you. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, he says, "Commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commandments that I give you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, and when you get up. Tie them on your hands, wear them on the forehead, on your foreheads as reminders. Write them on the doorsteps of your house and on your gates." In other words, do everything within your power whenever you can to help your kids understand who God is and what it means to follow him wholeheartedly. So, having said that, I want to ask you guys if you'll commit yourselves here publicly this morning to doing just that. So do you commit yourselves to honoring God in your homes and in public with your speech and your conduct? And will you do your very best all the days that God gives you your children to help them learn what it means to follow and love God in their own lives?
We do.
And then lastly, one of the things is, you know, God made us for families, and he made us for a community, and this is a pretty rich community that we have here at Sierra. And I would ask all of you, if you're willing, will you stand, and will you also commit yourselves to praying, loving, and supporting these families with this challenge that God has put in their lap? So if you're willing to commit yourself, would you all stand with me? And would you say with me that we do commit ourselves to loving, praying, and supporting you guys with the gift that God has given you. Father, thank you for these families, and thank you for the blessing of life. And when we see children, we have this recognition of what a gift life is. And we recognize, especially as we think about our own experiences as parents, about the real challenge that it was to help raise children in our own lives. And we'd ask on behalf of each one of these parents that are willing to stand up here this morning that you would be their strength, their insight, and give them wisdom to be able to be not only the best parents that they can be to these children, but also that you would help their children to help them learn more about you and what it means to follow you well. So God, thank you for your grace and your strength that you give us, and thank you for the amazing privilege and blessing that children are to us. And we thank you for all of this in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.